600 people live in the village of Shipman, Illinois, about 35 miles northeast of St. Louis. At one time, it was a bustling little town. Two grocery stores, a farm implement dealer, a lumber yard, and four service stations. But the village has hit hard times. Several businesses have closed. The most recent blow to Shipman was the end of gasoline sales.
Well, when you lose your service stations and people have to go out of town, it's just a big loss.
Bill Lynch was the mayor for 12 years during Shipman's better days. He points to 1998 as a major blow to the village. That's when the EPA required service stations to upgrade their underground gasoline storage tanks. The remaining stations in Shipman couldn't afford it, so they closed or stopped selling gas.
Well, closing all the service station or gasoline pumps in town was hurt the whole village, because everybody then has to go out clear to Brighton or Bunker Hill or someplace to get gasoline, even for their lawnmowers. So consequently, when they're out of town, they're going to shop other places more than the village of Shipman.
The village not only has lost the tax revenue from the service stations, but also lost tax revenue from other businesses. Lynch says he's not sure if the town will ever recover. Out on State Route 16, Dale Prather owns the one remaining service station, but there are no gasoline pumps out front. It's now just a repair shop.
Well, you can take a look around. There's no gas in town. All these mom-and-pop operations, they put out of business that built this country. Now the little man's out.
Prather says he'd installed new underground storage tanks just 3 years before the EPA required the upgrades. It would have meant digging up his tanks, reinstalling them with upgrades, putting in new lines and other improvements. Prather says there was no negotiating the $30,000 in upgrades.
Well, they come and told you. You didn't talk. You just listened. And you either would or you wouldn't. Well, we couldn't afford it.
The U.S. EPA says it was important to make the upgrades to reduce pollution. Andy Champa is with the EPA's underground storage tank program.
Petroleum from leaking underground storage tanks has been identified as the most common contaminant to drinking water in the United States. In the late 80s, regulations went forward requiring all operating underground storage tanks containing petroleum and hazardous substances that they had to upgrade their tank in order to minimize future releases.
No one knows how many small service stations went out of business, but in 1988 there were more than 2 million petroleum underground storage tanks. Today, there aren't half that number. Many were removed from small service stations. Champa says the EPA knew the upgrades would be costly, somewhere between $20,000 and $80,000 for each tank. That's why the agency gave service station owners 10 years to make the upgrades. He says the EPA was criticized for taking so long.
The concept was, you know, if we gave everyone 10 years, we thought that would help soften the blow. Ultimately, there are just some marginal businesses out there that just couldn't come up with the funding. And it was sort of an unfortunate situation. The EPA was concerned about that. We were, you know, we knew there were going to be a few rural areas that might find themselves in a bind.
One economist says that kind of impact can hit small towns hard. Russell Roberts is with the Center for the Study of American Business at Washington University. He says regulations such as the underground storage tank requirements can have far-reaching consequences.
A seemingly well-intentioned regulation, which is your tank shouldn't leak, leads to a set of hardship for people who really probably weren't prepared for it, and those are the customers, and don't have an easy way to solve that problem. But as your example points out, small business often bears the brunt of certain regulations for both good reasons and sometimes not so good.
In small towns such as Shipman, people have had to change the way they live. They have to plan ahead. They don't let the gas tank get near empty. They keep several cans of gas for lawnmowers and emergencies. In Shipman, even the fire engines and the ambulance can no longer go to the local service station to fill up. Former Mayor Bill Lynch says government bureaucrats have hurt his town and don't seem to care.
I think the EPA ought to let up. I think there's a bunch of rich people that running some of these government offices that don't know what's going on in the country and out in the rural areas. But they did help ruin the village of Shipman.
Lynch says he knows leaky underground storage tanks might have contaminated the water, but he wonders if the cost of a pollution cleanup could be any more than the cost to the economy of his hometown. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.